JCPenney, a mainstay of the suburban mall, has filed for bankruptcy. The retailer began the year with hopes of yet another turnaround. Instead, coronavirus shutdowns across the country tipped the struggling department store over the brink. NPR's Alina Selyukh reports.
In its history spanning over a century, JCPenney went from Wyoming-based dry goods store to a key pillar of the American mall. Promising fashion and housewares on a budget, JCPenney was once described by a New York Times critic as the perennially square department store. It has been caught in a years-long cycle of financial losses, ever searching for an identity and a popularity boost.
JCPenney is that kind of quintessential suburban, aspirational, middle-class department store.
Christina Moon is a fashion studies professor at the Parsons School of Design.
It's like the pre-IKEA. You go in with your family, you spend the Saturday, you get one day off. You're imagining this kind of middle-class life this store can bring you. JCPenney definitely had that moment.
Founded by a man with an unlikely name of James Cashpenny, JCPenney has lived through many cycles of headlines about its looming demise and promises of a revival. Its biggest one in the 2010s taught one of retail's biggest cautionary tales, when JCPenney hired a new CEO with huge fanfare. Ron Johnson was going to make JCPenney hip. He came from Apple, where he was the retail chief. Part of his plan involved abolishing sales and discounts, arguing they were confusing, a pain, leading to this cringeworthy commercial featuring shoppers screaming over coupons.
No!
No!
That botched transformation cost JCPenney nearly $1 billion.
And it alienated the longtime customers that they were never able to really get back.
Tasha Lewis teaches fashion design management at Cornell University. The company's share price kept falling, and eventually, the venerable JCPenney became a penny stock. Shares worth little to nothing.
It was too much too fast, and I think that sent the customer in a different direction. It's sort of been on a trajectory of trying to figure out its identities. But it sort of seems to be a combination of starts and stops.
A round robin of executives, changing focus, appliances for a while, now fashion and makeup, falling popularity of malls overall, debt, store closures, then during the coronavirus lockdowns, a record wipeout of retail sales that devastated clothing and department stores. Now JCPenney is the biggest retailer yet, following J.Crew and Neiman Marcus into bankruptcy during the pandemic. Moon points out JCPenney's historic rival Sears declared bankruptcy 2 years ago.
I'm really, to be frank and honest, very shocked that it's actually held on for this long.
JCPenney now says it hopes the bankruptcy will let it hold on for decades to come. The company does plan to permanently close some of its stores, quote, in phases. The timing and scale of these phases will be disclosed in coming weeks. Alina Selyukh, NPR News.